Yes, you! You're looking sexy! Oh, and you're listening to the Kid Craddock Podcast. Kid Craddock in the morning.
So, before the break, we played a clip from Jake Gyllenhaal during an interview where he told us that he wrote a letter when he was a kid to KFC because they had those Chicken Littles, like little hamburgers with fried chicken in the middle.
Yeah.
And I remember Chicken Littles!
And apparently KFC got rid of those, and that made a little Jake Gyllenhaal angry enough to write a letter because he wants that back.
Teaching kids in school to write complaint letters. I guess it's a way to effectively get your point across without... you know, name calling and things like that.
Right,
that's actually a good thing.
The right way to do it.
How to be an annoying adult.
Non-violent.
Well, you get it. I know people that complain professionally. They get free trips, free meals.
Yeah, if you complain right, you can get how to do it right.
That's
tomorrow's show. You can get what you want back.
That's tomorrow's show, Kelly.
Like I wrote a complaint letter to Jack in the Box when I was in high school because there was a Jack in the Box right by my house.
Yeah.
And they have these hamburgers, the ultimate cheeseburger.
Yeah,
it's delicious.
I love the ultimate cheeseburger.
Oh, it's wonderful. When I was going to high school, it was $1.99. So I would save up my quarters.
Yeah.
And I would have enough, and I'd go through the drive-through, and I would get my ultimate cheeseburger. That was my food. And one day I showed up, and the ultimate cheeseburger was $3.69.
Just overnight.
Baby.
Just like went up.
And then
surely, I thought it was a mistake, Kelly, enough to where I was at the drive-through and I didn't even order anything because I was like, no, this is a mistake.
In shock.
It's $1.99. So I went home and I wrote them a letter and my mom helped me mail it out.
Aww.
I said, yeah, surely there's a mistake with your pricing.
So you were in high school and you wrote a letter and you had to have your mom help mail it out.
Sure.
Okay.
She had the stamps.
I wanted to make sure I understood that correctly.
She had the stamps, Kelly. Well, we all need help from mom sometimes.
I don't think I've ever written a complaint letter. I'm sure I haven't had my mama write one for me.
I wrote the letter. Mom helped me mail it.
I've never written a complaint letter.
I said I was going to do it after the horrible way I was treated the last time I flew, and now so much time's passed, I haven't done it.
Mm. Yeah.
I just don't know if it's too late now.
Yeah. You can still do it, Kelly.
I don't know. It should be timely. I don't want to, you know, I can't do that. But I was going to write them. I haven't said the airline on the air.
Yeah.
But it was awful. And coming and going, they screwed up my reservation, and I didn't address it immediately. And so now,
right?
I have written one. I wrote one about a month ago, but it was like, it wasn't a big major complaint. I made a phone call to a company trying to buy an umbrella for a patio. Right? Nobody ever called me back. I called them again. Nobody ever called me back. So like 3 weeks later, somebody emailed me, and I'm like, I've been trying to call you guys for like, oh, you know, I kind of went off on her a little bit.
Yeah.
No response from her.
Interesting.
So the complaint letter doesn't even work. So,
yeah.
Well, we're asking, what would you like back from your childhood?
So
maybe from a couple years back. Like, ooh, you know what I would love back? The clear Pepsi.
Ew.
Oh, no. That was so cool to drink soda that tasted like Coca-Cola or Pepsi, but it was clear.
Doesn't that wreck your brain, though?
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
It's like drinking
so
carbonated water to me. I can't do
it. Drinking water in a can or something.
Right.
Yeah, that's weird.
Doesn't go together.
It's water, but it's in a can, so it freaks you out.
Yeah.
I could take it to, like, football practice, and my coach would never know you have soda in there.
You know what I wish they would bring back?
What?
I'm going to get hit up by the environmentalists on this one.
Uh-oh. Mm. Here we go.
Styrofoam containers. At McDonald's and Burger King and stuff. I liked it better when my burgers came in that little styrofoam box.
Yes.
Not wrapped up in paper. I liked it better that way.
Yeah.
You remember when the hamburgers used to come in the styrofoam containers?
Yeah. That's bad for the environment, though.
I don't care. My burger was in better shape when I received
it. I don't care. Those little birds are choking.
I'm not going to be around.
I loved
50,
styrofoam 60. Containers.
Kevin, what would you like to have back?
I'd like to see the Jolt Cola. Come back.
Jolt Cola.
Jolt.
Wow.
What is that?
It's a blast from the past.
That's, that's back, had twice the sugar and twice the caffeine.
People had heart attacks on it.
You want that back?
Well,
I was afraid to drink it.
Yeah. Well, Kevin, good news for you. It's not Jolt Cola, but Coca-Cola tweeted, you asked, Surge, listen, the 90s favorite is back in stores, in select stores. You can head on over to Surge.com to find out where it's going to be sold.
There you go.
Surge is there.
Surge Cola?
Yeah, not Jolt.
But Surge.
But it's Surge, Kevin. So hopefully that helps you out, buddy.
Well, after you.
It sure does.
Have a great day, Kevin.
I wish they would bring back Von Dutch.
Because you have a whole collection you can't get rid of.
What's his name? Punked.
Ashton Kutcher.
Ashton Kutcher was on a late night talk show wearing a Von Dutch hat.
Trucker hats were cool.
I went out the next day and bought three or four of them.
Yeah.
thought I was the coolest dude ever. And I think about a month later, maybe not even that long, it was done. Oh, bring back the Von Dutch.
I want them to bring back the JNCO jeans that were the wide leg all the way down.
Yeah.
For like the breakdancing.
No, you do not.
Oh, those were cool back in the
day. They were not.
I could never find them.
Yes, there's a reason
what?
For that.
I guess I was going to the wrong store. Hey, Michelle, what would you like to have back?
Hi.
Hey.
How are you guys?
Awesome.
I would really love to have, I don't know if you've ever had them, the Hostess, the powdered donuts that like come in a container.
Yes.
A square container, and they're filled with raspberry jelly.
Oh, so good. Yeah, I remember those.
Have not had
them. I like dip them in milk and just like eat a whole box. It was like delicious. And I wrote a letter and everything to them like about 10, 15 years ago and
nothing.
Yeah, they don't even return
letter,
your,
I'm
like...
telling you, the letter isn't effective.
Not even, hey, we got your letter, we're going to think about it.
No.
Right.
You're just getting left hanging.
Yes.
Well, maybe they're listening, Michelle, and they'll get that back for you. I feel this one right here. Brian, what would you like to have back that's no longer with us?
Well, at Taco Bell, probably 10, 15 years ago, they used to have a chili cheese burrito. Mm-hmm. And that used to be the best thing at Taco Bell. And it's no more.
I'm sorry.
I don't go there anymore either.
I'm sorry, Doug.
Brian, listen to me, buddy. I'm about to blow your mind.
Mm-hmm.
I know it's not on the menu.
Yeah.
It's an off-menu item now. So if you go to a Taco Bell and you order a chili cheese burrito, they will make it for you.
That's what I was going to say. I still get this.
Yeah, a lot of people get turned off because it's not on the menu anymore, so they think it's no longer with us.
Huh.
No, you can order it, Brian.
In the Taco Bell just because of that?
Yeah, and so you've been missing out.
And they'll still make it?
Yeah, they still make it.
Yep,
but you have to ask for it.
It's on the secret menu.
Yeah.
Well, that'll work.
He'll start going back to Taco Bell now because of you, JC.
Yeah. I'm glad you called today, Brian.
We cheered him up.
Did you see online today that they're now going to open upscale Taco Bells?
They tried that before, didn't they? No, it was
Jack in the Box. Serve alcohol.
What?
It's Taco Bell Cantina restaurants. They're going to start testing that.
So you can have chili cheese burritos and a margarita?
Yeah.
They do delivery now, too.
Wow. Delicious. Hey, Brian, congratulations, buddy.
Thanks.
All right.
That is a great thing, though, JC, because we love Taco Bell, so we know that. But at the same time, a lot of restaurants have this off menu. Like all the fast food restaurants, if you have a favorite item, you got to just know that it might not be on the board anymore. But if it's something simple that was a favorite, just Google whatever fast food restaurant it is.
It might be there.
Even Starbucks has a secret menu.
No, yeah. I was like, Brian, I got really turned off when I didn't see the chili cheese burrito there. I almost broke up with Taco Bell, and we got back together.
Mm-hmm. I need like 30 brothers.
Okay.
To unite, and let's bring back the Jerry curl.
No, that's a horrible idea.
You don't have hair to do it, Al.
You're bald.
That's why I said I can't do it alone because it'll look real.
You can't do it at all.
I can't do it. But I need 30 brothers that have substantial hair to bring back the Jerry curl.
Question.
Yes.
The thing Ice Cube have in Straight Outta Compton?
Yes.
Early Ice Cube, is that a Jerry curl?
That was kind of like a Fantastic.
Okay.
That wasn't really a Jerry curl. Eazy-E.
Eazy-E?
That was a Jerry curl.
Oh, yeah. Bring it back.
I mean,
but
to bring back the Jerry curl, we got to bring back curl activator.
Okay.
And then we got to bring back plastic covers for your furniture at your grandmama's house so that the curl activator doesn't get stained.
Basically, you're creating jobs for the United States of America is what you're doing with the Jerry curl.
Could we get you a wig, Al?
Of course.
No, it's not the same, Jenna. It's got to be your own thing. It's got to be the Jerry curl. I'm sorry.
Oh, we're doing things you wish you could have back because Jake Gyllenhaal wanted back the Chicken Littles back in the day from KFC.
Mm-hmm.
And he wrote a letter when he was a kid. They never came back. But maybe something will come back based on your call. Teresa, what would you like to have back?
I would love to have back the chicken fajita from McDonald's. I don't know if you guys remember those.
No.
But it's been gone for about maybe 11 or 12 years.
Was it a wrap?
It's something like a wrap, but it was called a chicken fajita. What it consisted of was like the tortilla, like chopped chicken breast.
Oh, yeah.
That's a chicken fajita.
Onions and cheese. That's about it. But oh my gosh, they were to die for.
Really? Yeah. Oh, there you go.
Write a letter.
Yeah. Write a letter.
You're not alone. There's actually a Facebook page for this particular discontinued item.
She'll be great in research, man.
Jenna's the best
that
Googler on the
bring
show.
Bring back McDonald's chicken fajitas. Did you start this Facebook campaign?
No, I did not. But as soon as I get home from dropping my kids off. Well, I will definitely investigate this.
Yeah, they're planning to pick it at McDonald's in 2 days just for your chicken fajita.
Well, this fajita, I'm telling you, I know it's not authentic Mexican, but, oh, man, it's great.
It wasn't authentic, huh?
I hope McDonald's brings it back and uses Teresa's call for the commercial. Thank you, Teresa. Hopefully they get it back for you.
Can we please bring back the beeper?
No.
Doctors because still have them, don't they?
A few doctors have them.
Okay.
But I always had the beeper right here. And then if it's an emergency, you put your number in, plus 911. That means you better call back, like, immediately.
Oh, I got in trouble so much with my mom. She had a beeper, and I would always do 911.
Yeah.
And she'd be like, oh, what's wrong? Mom, I can't find the remote to the TV. Everybody overused the 911 on the beepers.
I don't want to go back to that.
Cool. I'll stick with the cell phone now. You can have your beeper.
I wish we can go back to days when there were no cell phones. We're slaves to being in contact constantly and having to be connected all the time.
Yeah.
My mother and I were talking about the other day. We used to just take off and, you know, go do stuff and middle of the night. Nobody can know where you are. There'd be a bad storm. Oh, well, hope they show up in the morning because there's no way to find out where they are.
You get home and you got a bunch of voicemails.
Right. Yeah.
And a lot of times they're funny.
There are no voicemails. It was before
landline. The landline. When you came home, you went out.
I know this is hard for you to believe.
What?
There used to not to be. There was a day when there were no voicemails.
Well, how did you know who called you?
You didn't.
You didn't, dude. You called back.
You answered the phone or you didn't.
You called back or you had the answer machine. You remember that?
There was a day before that, too.
That's what I'm talking about, the answer machine.
That's what he's talking about.
That's a voicemail. An answer machine message is a voicemail.
There used to be a day when there was no answer machine.
There was just no answer to a phone call.
How long ago was that?
Are you going to tell me there was...
Guys.
There was a time when I couldn't tell the phone number calling me?
That's right. There was no caller ID.
There's a thing called a busy signal.
Oh,
I know this is going to blow your mind.
No, I remember that.
Kid Nation knows about the busy signal.
I had a landline. I remember the busy signal.
Yeah, try to call during Beat the Bank. You'll get to know the busy signal very well. Everybody wants to win that. That's coming up soon, by the way, 15 minutes away from Beat the Bank. Julianne,
hi.
I am with you on this one. What would you like to have brought back?
The 3D Doritos. They used to have them when I was a kid, and I remember eating them in elementary school, and 3D? They just, like, dropped off the face of the planet.
What was different about 3D?
They were 3D. They were, like, a bubble in the shape of a Dorito.
Oh, okay. So they were still the triangle, but they were puffy.
Yeah, they were puffy.
Puffy Doritos.
And the flavor got inside that puff.
Yeah, and I don't know what it was, but they tasted better. Like, they tasted better than all the Doritos.
So good. Mm. Yeah. Okay. Definitely.
It makes a difference.
Definitely bring that back, Doritos. Thank you so much,
Julianne. I bought a new kind of Dorito yesterday, you guys.
Which one?
Jacked. Ranch.
Oh, that's kind of like a 3D, but it's like...
Ranch. It's like hot wing.
They're like thick, right?
Real strong.
Real, real strong. Mm-hmm.
Fellas, can we please bring back heavy starch in your blue jeans? Like, I mean, where the blue jean would stand up. Did you remember this, Kelly?
But you like that?
Yeah.
That would be so uncomfortable.
Why are you trying to bring back all these weird, ugly things?
That would be awesome. I know if Cover Brothers hadn't let it go, to be
honest. You want Von Dutch hats and real stiff jeans.
I hadn't got to my Ed Hardy. I got to...
Do not...
You can't
try to bring back Ed Hardy.
You can't bring back Ed Hardy.
Why not? I have like three Ed Hardy shirts.
Because he's dead, Al. You can't bring him back. Literally.
Rest in peace, yo. Mm. Speaking of staying in the gene category.
Okay.
Michelle, what would you like to bring back?
Oh, my God. I would love to bring, I know they have them in Walmart, the Jordache jean with the horse on the pocket.
Yeah.
Ooh.
Oh, my God. I've been searching for them online. It's just so hard to find, but I used to wear them such a long time ago, but oh my God, I would love for them to bring those back.
They still have Jordache, they just don't do that big horse head, right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, we need the big horse head.
Oh, the big one, the big stitch.
Yeah, we like it. That's how you know you have the Jordache jeans. I want brought back those big, the parachute pants that had the geckos crawling up and down them.
Hmm?
And then you had the matching shirt that was like black and then had the geckos coming
across it. The Granimal section?
No. Your whole outfit was on fleek and planned out for you. You don't even have to look for a shirt.
That is Granimals, where you match up the tags and everything matches.
Kelly.
No, we used to buy it at the swap meet. What? Those were cool, Jenna. I don't care what you say.
What about nugget bracelets?
Nugget
jewelry. Remember gold nugget?
Dude.
Yeah.
My daddy went through that you know, all men go through that midlife crisis thing. He had the gold nugget pinky
rope
ring.
Chain.
The gold nugget chain.
Yeah.
The gold nugget bracelet.
Oh, yeah.
Hair slicked back. My neck.
That's what you know.
That's what I think of when I think of gold nugget jewelry.
Oh, my gosh.
We're going back in time and asking you, what would you like to have back that's no longer on shelves and stores? And Morgan, what was that one thing that just hit your tongue just right?
Guys,
good morning.
First of all, I just wanted to say thank you from Chattanooga for supporting Chattanooga Strong.
Absolutely.
No problem.
Yeah. So what I would love to bring back is Oreo cereal.
I don't even remember.
Well, you can just make that. I make that. JC, I put Oreos in a bowl and pour milk over them. That's Oreo cereal.
No, but the
Oreos had
marshmallows in them.
Yeah, exactly. These had marshmallows.
Marshmallows in it. 2 hours over, get a bag of marshmallows.
And they were little Oreos, and they were thick enough to where they didn't get too soggy like the actual Oreo does.
I like it soggy.
Oh, you like it soggy?
No. Oh, I don't know what you're talking about.
Oh, Oreos here. Oh, so good. Morgan, I'm with you on that 100%. Thank you. Oreo, why do they pull great cereals from the shelf?
Because enough people aren't
buying
it.
Because they don't sell.
Yeah.
That's why they pull stuff.
Morgan was buying it.
When you can put Oreos in a bowl and pour milk over it, there's your Oreo cereal.
Yeah.
And don't think I haven't done that recently.
Al, is there anything else you would like to bring back?
The puffy sleeve shirt. I'd like to bring back.
What's that?
The puffy sleeve, like a pirate shirt. It's like a puffy sleeve shirt.
And it's got like eight buttons
right down here on the where the wrist is.
Al's got a list of things he wants brought back.
I would like to bring back the Afro pick and the Afro rake.
The rake?
The rake.
When you just leave it sticking in the hair?
Yeah, sometimes.
You're bringing back things you don't even have hair.
I like to bring back the Good Times van.
Uh-huh.
And while we're at it, let's just bring back Good Times.
What's the Good Times van?
Oh, the custom van with like a bed and a refrigerator and a TV. It was a van, but it's called a custom van.
Al, these are things you can just do. We're talking about products.
Let me tell you, go get a van and customize it. That's the name of it. It was called a Good Times van.
Man, I wish they brought back the DeLorean.
Oh, actually, no.
I really do.
Saw one of those.
Let's close it out here with Dominic. You're already having problems at school. What would you like to have brought back?
I would like to have pizza on Fridays. Because, like, last year we had pizza on Fridays. And then this year, for my first week at school, well, I was like, yeah, Friday. And then for Friday for lunch, I got a stinking taco.
I feel you on that.
Yeah, you can't. Dominic, you're so right. Because, first of all, you don't give tacos on Friday. It's supposed to be Taco Tuesday. First of all. Yeah. Dominic.
You need to, like, get a petition going in your school.
You really do, man.
Bring back petitions.
All right.
Petitions are very effective.
They always work. Thank you, Dominic. Hopefully they do get your pizza back at school on Fridays. And no more stinking tacos. Happy Mexican Independence Day, by the way, today.
Mm-hmm.
Hope you guys are all enjoying it.
I am.
And coming up next.
Do you call it something other than that? I'm just curious. Like our Independence Day, we say 4th of July. Do you say?
Día de Independencia. Or we say El Grito. Because Miguel Hidalgo ran around the streets going, Viva Mexico! And then everybody yells back, Viva!
Viva, okay.
Yeah, and then we were like, let's fight. Spaniards.
Okay.
And then we won. That's history right there.
Thank you for our Spanish-Mexican.
As quick as it goes right there.
It's the Kid Craddock Morning Show.
Mikhail, how's it? The Candy Crush going well?
I haven't played.
Oh, I thought we were going to catch you.
You have not played, okay.
No, I'm not, because I don't want to have to come on here and lie about it. I don't like lying.
Is it going to change your advice or in love letters to Kelly
at all? How could it possibly? I am a little grumpier than usual, maybe. Maybe that's it, Al. I was confiding in Al and our producer, Robert Sonny Joe's
White Cheddar,
whatever we're calling him today. I just feel angry a lot lately. I've just got this
angst.
Anger.
Oh, anger, yeah.
Yeah.
Maybe it is the Candy Crush thing.
I don't know why I'm so angry.
Maybe it's the withdrawal from the Candy Crush.
Most likely.
Yeah, I'm not even discounting
I don't even
that.
Know what it is because I'm just being honest.
Sure.
I feel angry all the time. And I know they say that depression is anger turned inward.
Yeah.
So I think I'm battling a little bit of depression. You know, I have that.
Sure, yeah.
And I'm really struggling. I think I need to go see somebody. I don't know why. I'm just angry at the stupidest stuff. Anyway, I'm just sharing because we're family.
That means you're going to keep it real?
I guess. I don't want to come across as cruel.
Okay. Well, let's see if you do. Let's get to it.
Love letters. Love letters to Kelly.
Dear Kelly, you are the love expert.
Yeah, whatever. I'm kidding.
There she is.
I'm kidding.
You're going to like this one. My husband and I are not legally married, but have been together for 8 years and have 2 children together. We've had our share of problems in the past and have overcome them. Yet it bothers me that my husband won't include me on his social media posts. From posting a picture of us together or even just speaking of me, his profile says he's married but doesn't include any other information about me. Am I overreacting or does this seem odd for people who have been in a relationship that long to exclude a person from something like this? Brandy.
I think men just aren't, they don't look at Facebook the same way as women do.
We don't.
No.
And a lot of men, they just, you know, they'll post. I'll go on some guys' Facebook pages. It's all links to videos.
Sports.
Or it's all links to the funny quotes and kung fu things. And it's like, you know, they're married. You know, they have children. They just don't post anything about that. But for women,
that's all
it's
about
bragging
that.
About my perfect life, which we know behind the scenes is far from perfect. But the pictures and look how, you know, so people can tell you how wonderful and fabulous, incredibly amazing you are and how we all are jealous of you.
Right.
And for a man, it's just a different expression. So I wouldn't read too terribly much into that.
Unless
if everything else in your wife is your life is great.
Unless he posts a lot. I'm more of a ratio person. The guy's not on social media, who cares? But if he's posting photos all the time and then never included me.
But what are the pictures of? Are the pictures of him fishing?
His car.
Are the pictures of his car?
He's building something.
It's just his, you know, he doesn't feel the need to show off the women. If he, it just depends. You might be reading more into it. Women have an innate need to sabotage ourselves.
Right.
I don't know why we do that. We look for problems where there shouldn't be any.
Because I would say I'm like that guy. I don't really post a crazy amount of pictures of me and my wife. It's
no, but
you do
you
a lot
do.
Of your kids. You go through phases.
Yeah.
You do. You post pictures of
her. I post some, but it's not the majority of my posts. It's mostly my kids because they're hilarious.
But you show love.
I do. I try to. But
you're different. You do. But like Al, I don't think Al has.
I don't post anything.
Al's just not on there.
My dog every once in a while. My bar, you know, more than anything else. And then my girlfriend every once in a while, but not a lot.
Yeah.
But you still But you still do it.
I do that, but I do that almost out of respect for what she wants, because she's not on social media, or at least she wasn't for a long time. So I figured if she wanted to be, she'd have her own. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
So since she doesn't have one, I don't want to post a picture of her. And
but she can't see what's being posted.
I guess my whole thing here is don't create a problem where there isn't. If there's nothing else going on in your life, why do you need him? Mm-hmm. Why do you need that validation on Facebook?
Exactly.
Yeah. Well, everything else is good. You're good, girl. That's your biggest problem.
Love letters. Love letters to Kelly.
Pam wrote us, Kelly.
What seems to be your query, lady?
We're about to tell you, Leon Phelps. Dear Kelly, you are the love expert.
I am.
I've been in a relationship with a guy for almost 3 years. We've had our ups and our downs, but we are at the point where we're both ready for marriage.
Yeah.
The only problem is that about a year ago, we were going through this very tough time in our relationship, and I strayed a bit.
Uh-oh.
I didn't cheat on him physically, but I didn't cheat on him on a physical way, but I don't know how he would react if he knew how I acted emotionally with a guy. I guess I need to know if I should tell him and risk our happily ever after or live with the guilt. Oh.
What is our... What?
Oh my gosh.
Why would you do
what?
That?
What?
No. Ball that letter
why?
Up.
Yeah.
What's
why?
What's emotional, though?
That letter up.
You confide in someone that I'm having trouble with my boyfriend, and he's telling you how beautiful you are, and man, if you were available, he'd do all... That kind of emotional
connection. Heading down the falling in love route.
Yeah.
Okay.
Where she was toying, but never... Keep your mouth shut.
But she feels guilt.
It's a year ago, and you didn't do anything.
That's selfish of her. She
yes.
just wants to unload it.
You're going to create a problem.
Where
here we are, a woman again, wanting to sabotage something. Why do we do that? Women, this is our, this. A lot of men do it too.
Yeah.
But this is a majority, major, wait, what am I trying to say? This is the majority of the problem for women. This is mostly a woman's problem. That's what I'm trying to say.
Okay.
It's mostly a woman's thing.
Yeah.
Is it more because women
majorly
are more...
Majorly, it's women doing it. Why do we sabotage stuff? Why do we create problems? Just shut up.
Yeah,
it was a year ago.
You know you want to be with him. There's no consequence to whatever you did.
Uh-huh.
You know?
You told somebody he was hot and he made you feel good and told you you were pretty. Done. You didn't do anything. Physical?
You know,
come on.
She's curious as to what he did.
Exactly.
No, just shut
up. So she thinks that if she tells him.
Yeah. What did you do while we were having that little break? And then he's going to be stuck like, nothing. Because he ain't going to tell you if he's smart.
Well, if he gets mad, he might.
Yeah.
Like
yeah.
If,
yeah.
He did, if he did,
everything.
Yeah. Yeah, if he did something. And then just ruin your relationship.
I wish we could do a phone call on people who I told and I wish I hadn't. And
ooh.
I wish we could do a segment on that. I wish I'd have kept my mouth shut and tell us what happened after you just were being honest.
Right.
I was just being honest.
We might be able to do that later.
I thought it'd make us closer.
That's interesting, Kelly. Yeah. That's
do a segment on that. I wish I'd kept my mouth shut.
All right. Write it down.
Kelly says, shh, let it go.
On this. Yes.
Just on this. All right.
Now, if you have a love child out there.
Exactly.
Love letters. Kelly.
Yeah. You have a baby that's going to come knocking on your door with the. Yeah. You need to tell that.
Right.
That's something. Yeah.
Run
you
tell.
Can, I'm not saying that. This is an emotional
run to
just some flirting.
Crap.
Let it
yeah.
go.
Dear
yeah.
Kelly, you are the love expert. Mm-hmm. I started college this year at a school that's about 40 minutes away from my boyfriend's college. On weekends, we don't see each other. I don't really talk to him either. He rarely answers my phone calls or responds to my texts until hours later. Now, during the week, he answers every phone call, texts back as soon as he can, which confuses me because now he has time because he doesn't have classes on the weekend. I worry sometimes because he has friends that he's met that are girls, and they're there, and I'm here. I trust him, but I can't help but worry. How can I get this feeling that he's cheated out of my head?
Yanni, I look at our lovely Nick as an example of how this can work. If it's
meant to be,
Nick and his wife now, Blair, high school sweethearts, they're going to college. Like, look, we don't need this anxiety of because they didn't go to the same college, stressing what the other person's doing.
Right.
I'm paraphrasing their conversation because I wasn't there.
Right.
And they decided to each go enjoy college, date, have fun. And basically, it's also validating that this person that I'm putting on the side for this period, I'm validating that is the right person
right.
for me. And after they both completed their college educations, they realized there was nobody else that can compare to what we have, and they came back together.
It was perfect.
So quit putting the stress on yourself. There could be somebody really great right there on your campus mm-hmm. that would return all your phone calls, that would show up on your doorstep yeah. with roses, that would treat you like the princess you want to be treated. But you're so hung up on this guy, worried what he's doing every weekend, and yep. it's just it's destroying your spirit.
And what Nick and his wife did is, if they found somebody they dated for a little bit, the other one would step back, and they would allow them to have that relationship.
It's easier said than done.
Oh, absolutely. That's what I'm saying.
I'm sure they had some issues there. Yeah,
there's just too much stress here, worrying that he's not calling me back. He's not calling me back.
You're pushing him away more by doing that.
Yeah.
Yeah. Don't do that.
And by the way, he probably got a little girl.
Ow! Ow!
You know?
Yeah. Maybe.
Ow!
He's probably
but
seeing other
real.
Girls on the weekend. He's out. He's
probably,
enjoying being a single guy on campus.
It's
yeah.
college.
It's college, man.
It's college. If it's meant to be, after college, you get back together.
Kickstands with girls. Yeah, jello shots.
If you want to write a love letter to Kelly, make sure you go to kidnation.com. We have a tab there for you. Just write us. We'll read it on air. Kelly answers it very honestly, as you could tell.
Okie dokie.
And don't sabotage yourself, people.
Don't look for problems.
That was number one advice. Mm-hmm. Don't sabotage yourself.
This is the Kid Craddock Morning Show. Where in the world is Taylor Swift? Bandits don't fix bullet holes. You say sorry just
for show. You live like that, you live with ghosts. Where in the world is Taylor Swift? We want you to figure that out for us. And if you do, you could be on your way to her 1989 world tour. We've been giving you clues every single day.
Yep.
Today's no different. We have another clue for you. We're going to be taking guesses at 7:50 Central on Friday morning, and we're going to do that until we do what, Al?
Until we find a winner.
Until we get a winner. That's right. You picked the correct city, and we're going to send you and a friend there to see Taylor Swift. Now, here's today's clue. I'm not going to give it to you. It's an audio clue. Are you ready?
Ooh. Ooh.
Yeah.
Listen to this. Donald Trump, let me
in. Oh.
Interesting. Interesting.
What about that's interesting?
That did it.
I know who it is now. I didn't until just then.
Well,
you know where Taylor's at?
You know who sings, but you know what he said. So maybe what he said is the clue.
See, there's
I think it's who's singing it.
So many different ways
so
it could go.
I think it's who is singing it.
Play it again, Shannon. Donald Trump,
let me in. See?
Apparently Nelly's a Donald Trump fan.
Now I was trying to shake my confidence. I think I know.
Now, if you have the clues from yesterday and the day before that,
yes.
It makes a lot of sense.
Then I know I'm right.
Okay.
I know I'm right now because I remember the previous. Yes, I know it.
All right. There's your clue. Make sure you're listening to us on Friday morning, 7:50. We're going to start taking guesses. But I think that one puts the nail in it, hopefully. Hey, speaking of things we should bring back, Where in the World is Carmen Sandiego? It was a great game show.
Where in the World is what?
A game show?
No, wasn't it a game show where the kids...
Oh, it was a PBS show.
It was a PBS show, but it was a game show where the kids competed.
Oh, they did?
Well, yeah.
What's the name
See,
of
that
it
was
again?
That was after my time.
Where in the World is Carmen Sandiego? Where in the world is Carmen Sandiego? That's right. Where we got the song from.
Okay.
And also to my Pogs heads. Sorry, I forgot about Pogs.
Yeah,
we should also bring that back.
Again, that was after my time.
That's what taught me to gamble when I was a kid.
I don't know.
So we did it. Hey, did you guys watch America's Got Talent?
I did not, but I know you did.
I was so
let down. I feel like, because my daughter and I look forward to this. This is our Tuesday night thing.
Yeah.
You guys have been following the season hardcore.
And it was so shockingly disappointing that this, you know, this was it. This was their last chance at the $1 million at the show in Vegas.
Mm-hmm.
They should have blown the roof off, held nothing back. And I could not believe what they chose to present as their final act.
I wanted to give my top three performances from last night, but I
can't.
I only have two. There's only two people that made me go, whoa.
How many finalists are there?
Was it 10? Was it 10?
I think so, yeah.
Oh, so well, out of 10, there's only two that were good?
Yeah.
Oh, I can't even. The magician that I love so much, that little nerdy guy with the two kids and his wife's crying in the package saying, I am so lucky to have this man, the best husband, the best father. I wanted him to come out and do the best magic trick because he's funny. He's a comedian.
Yeah.
He comes out and does a rope trick. And like I was talking to JC about it, he's building us up.
Right.
Even during, he's like, if I win, this is what my show is going to be like in Vegas with the dancing girls and lights. Oh, you don't like that? Okay, well, let's try this. And he kept like starting and stopping because he knew, oh, this isn't impressive enough. Because we're like, he's setting us up. He is setting us up because he's, you know, slow. He's going to shock us all at the end.
No.
Nothing.
He did a sleight of hand rope trick.
Where you cut the rope in half and put it back together.
And you could kind of tell how he did
it. That was his big trick.
You could see how it would work.
It was so shockingly. Oh. And this Piff Dragon person, I'm over it.
He's a comedic.
What's that?
He's a magician, wink, wink, whatever.
Dressed as a dragon, right?
He's supposed to torment his dog. It'd be funnier if he was just a stand-up comedian that did
some magic.
And his big shtick is whenever they're critiquing him, he'll start eating something. Okay, we get it. It's not, and then, I don't know. I was just so let down. And the ventriloquist that I love so much, he's so cute and hot. I was like, I am bored. This is boring me.
How did our friend the mind reader do?
On the show last week.
He kicked off the show, and I thought he did great.
He was fine.
He was great.
What did he do?
He had each person at the beginning tell him, swear that you're not in on this.
The judges.
Yeah, the judges.
And then swear on somebody's name.
Swear on somebody's name. And he's like, okay, everybody swore on somebody's name. They said it. And then they each went up on stage, and he said, sit down on this chair. And they each sat down on random chairs. And then
I'll give you 5 seconds to change your mind if you want to move around.
He let them switch. And then he said, and then I want you to pick one of these envelopes. I have five of them. I get to keep one of them. So they each pick one at random.
Okay.
And then at the end of it, they each pull it out, and they each have X's. So there's the four X's he never wanted to see. And the one he pulls out was a picture of himself. So he goes, look, I got myself. How crazy is that? You guys could have picked any one of them, and it happened to be me.
Wow.
They had colors on the back. And he goes, you guys, again, could have picked a different envelope. So the chairs they're sitting on are covered. They get up. The color that they picked out on the envelope ended up matching the chair.
That they sat on.
Wow.
And then, to finish it off, Al, he turns around the picture of himself, and he has what they would have swore on the back of the picture.
Like, I swore on this name. On that name. I swore on Angel. And it's like,
slow-moving, but...
It was very slow.
Very, wow. And then the regurgitator, that guy just needs his own show. He is just ridiculous.
What did he swallow?
He swallowed gas. He swallowed gas, basically. Lighter gas.
And this is my fear, is that kids at home are going to try this stuff. That's the only... And all they can do to protect themselves is put, do not try this at home, you know, on the screen. That's all
he tells you not to.
And he's got to keep one-upping himself.
Yeah,
that's the thing, but he does.
He's done now.
I'm saying... He does. He one-ups himself.
If he wins,
if he wins, he just has to do that in Vegas.
Right.
Exactly. I think being on the show and winning the show is the hardest part because you can kind of do the same show for a year in Vegas.
Yeah. And there were
musicians do that.
I was telling a guy about this, the regurgitator. He goes, that's fake.
I don't see how it can be because that's what kind of threw me was when Howard Stern said, you know, this is the best magic act we have. And I was like, but magic means it's an illusion, and that means he's not really doing it. But it looks like he's really doing it.
He puts the things on his mouth, on his teeth, like he has them holding, and then he inhales it. You see
and
it
it's gone,
and he's talking. Like how could you make it fake with gas fluid or gas? You can't. He swallows it.
And the ladder guy is just he is so
heartbreaking.
When you see. You don't want somebody to fail, but you also don't want to sit here and feel bad about it. So he's not going to win. He just can't get it. The jumping around on the ladder guy's hat fell off. As soon as his hat fell off and he looked at the camera like, it's like Debbie Downer. He's Debbie Downer on a ladder.
He just needed that.
And then the guy, the big singer guy, I'm like, I don't even care.
Yeah.
singing a One Direction song. What are you doing?
And the whole time they're teasing the show coming up with Neil Patrick Harris, best show ever. And it's supposed to be a variety show, and I'm sitting there.
It's live.
Like, it's going to be live. Everything's live.
Okay.
Neil Patrick Harris is doing a bunch of different things.
Okay.
And I'm thinking, it looks kind of, yeah, but I'll give it a shot. And he hooked me from the beginning of the show.
What'd he do?
To the end of the show. He just had skits. He had Reese Witherspoon as his guest announcer. He had a competition that he did with her. And then he closes the show off by learning how to do something dangerous every week. So we'll go. We'll get to, like, Reese Witherspoon and Neil Patrick Harris competed in a ninja warrior course.
Oh, okay. I'd love to see that.
The champion of the first Neil versus Neil Patrick Harris. Congratulations.
Thank you very much. That was insane.
How did it feel up there?
Bro, that was way higher than I thought it was going to be.
I need a nap.
A nap live TV. Are you good?
I'm good.
What was the freakiest part for you?
I can't
believe it. What was the scariest part other than everything?
Neil, you did not tell me that's what we were doing. He said we're doing like a little stunt. He emailed me, hey, let's do a little stunt.
The interaction between he and Reese Witherspoon was awesome. And then he plays a prank also as well on the voice judges. So he shows up and pretended to be a European reporter talking to the host of The Voice. And he's acting as the host of The Voice in Austria.
Oh.
What makes The Voice such a global phenomenon?
People like to see dreams come true, and people love music and singing.
No doubt.
That's funny.
I'm a huge fan, sorry, of your music.
So awkward.
Adam, you are my favorite coach.
Hear that? Hey, thank you. Thank you very much.
Thank you very much. Bleak, you are my favorite coach. What did you do before this show?
I thought I was his favorite.
Thank you.
Right. Thank you.
Enjoy the show.
What the f*** just happened?
Is he real? I'm looking at him. He was saying some weird.
I know.
He said we were both his favorite coach. How's that work?
Okay, that's good.
And then he comes out and performs, and nobody turns around, and they turn around. They're like, wait, you're the host of The Voice Austria, and you can sing? And then he revealed he was Neil Patrick Harris. Closed it off by learning how to do the pogo stick, Jenna, that you did a couple months back.
Yeah.
And did a backflip on the pogo stick.
Wow.
Off the pogo stick.
That's
so impressive. This is the, like you were saying earlier off the air, this is the variety show that Ryan Seacrest wishes.
Yeah, I think
on.
Ryan wanted something like this, but Neil Patrick Harris, just it's a good show. He gave away prizes.
He's so talented.
Yeah, It was just something different at every turn. It was great.
All right.
This is the Kid Craddock Morning Show.
Hey!
Hey there!
So there's a movie coming out with Robert De Niro where he goes back and becomes an intern.
Mm-hmm.
Who else is in that movie?
Anne Hathaway.
Anne Hathaway, that's right.
Yeah.
And we thought...
It's kind of her movie, so...
Yeah. Well, Robert De Niro's in it.
Yeah.
It's always a Robert De Niro movie if he's in it. But we thought, you know what? That sounds like fun. It'd be fun to have an old intern in the office.
Sure.
Teach us something.
Yeah.
Maybe.
We have them around here anyway. I mean, we have young ones. We might as well have old ones.
So we asked you to nominate your grandpa, grandma, aunt, uncle. As long as they're old.
Crazy neighbor.
Especially because they're not going to be out partying late.
Exactly.
Oh, no.
Oversleeping.
Oh, no.
We know they're definitely going to be here. So we want to talk to a couple of our nominees here.
Okay.
That could potentially become our interns. And we've gotten so many entries.
Really?
Really?
That we may have a different intern each day.
Oh, that'd be interesting.
Mm-hmm.
We don't want to wear them out.
Exactly. That was easier on them.
Is nepotism preventing some of us from nominating our relatives?
Huh.
No, you can nominate.
You can nominate your nephew.
Yeah.
I was talking about doorbell.
No.
How would you like doorbell up here?
That'd be fine.
You get to order her around. She'd be your intern.
That'd be great. That'd be awesome. Yeah.
Yeah, we might interview your mom out.
Okay.
All right. But let's meet our first potential intern. Jenna, tell me about him.
Okay, we're going to talk about Ed.
Okay.
Sleep, I believe, is how we pronounce his last name. I could be totally off, but we'll find out shortly. He's a youthful 62.
62.
All right. My man.
Ed wrote us and says, I am a reformed rocket scientist.
Ooh, reformed.
Yes, I have the credentials. I'm a longtime listener, and my demographic is pushing the limits of your target audience, but I am evolving. I have to, since I have 3 daughters and 4 grandchildren.
Aww.
Ed's hobbies include computers, motorcycles,
what?
Converting home movies to videos, DVD and computer movies.
Mm-hmm.
This is awesome. Let's meet Ed. Hey, Ed, how you doing, sir?
I'm doing great.
All right, Ed. Just learned about you. Have you ever interned anywhere before?
No, not really.
Okay.
Oh, so this would be your first internship. Not even when you were a rocket scientist?
No, I did rocket scientists in the military. I was working on Titan II intercontinental ballistic missiles. I was guidance technician. And then in my engineering degree, I worked on missiles at Texas Instruments.
Well, the military background, he'd be very chop chop.
Yeah.
You know, very regimented. Oh,
yeah. How are your skills on going to the deli?
I love going to the deli.
Okay, good.
That's
good.
Fine.
Are you retired, Ed, or what do
deli,
you do now?
Any deli.
New deli.
Are you retired, Ed, or do you work?
Yes, I am retired. That's why I call myself a reformed rocket scientist. I don't do the rockets anymore.
Perfect.
Right. But you have a motorcycle. I don't know if we've ever had an intern with a motorcycle.
Quick question, Ed. Do you have Instagram or Twitter or any of that?
My daughters do it, but I don't do it. I do Facebook and texting because often they'll call me in for babysitting duty, and where I'm the village. You know, I'm part of the village. You know,
awesome.
Takes a village to raise a child. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, we may need you to babysit Big Al Mac. And what do you do for the post office now, Ed?
Well, I do a job. It's actually a contract with the post office, confidential, and I've got sample mail pieces that I insert in boxes, and they time it between when I put it in and when it arrives.
Okay.
And that says, you know, how good each of the carriers in between are.
Oh.
All right. I like that.
Well, Ed
seems energetic.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You're very youthful.
Very young sounding.
Very a young spirit.
Yeah, yeah. Not the 62 is old, but young sounding, yeah.
Yeah.
Well, Ed, we're going to process your application, and we'll get back to you.
We're going to process your application.
Someone will be getting back
with
you.
Yeah, somebody will be calling you, Ed.
Good to talk to you guys. Yeah,
you too, Ed. You too, Ed.
If he can pass a background check to be a rocket scientist, I think he's fine.
Yeah, he's doing just fine. I like Ed a lot.
Uh-huh.
Al, he could show you. He shows how to make rockets
I'm
and
down.
Stuff.
I'm down, dude.
I'm really into Ed.
Mm-hmm.
Well, I'm really excited. When I saw the name of our next applicant, my mouth hit the floor because I thought there was only one Tommy Jean in this world.
Uh-huh.
Because who names their daughter Tommy Jean?
Right.
Well, my best friend since fifth grade, Tommy Jean's parents named her Tommy Jean.
Mm-hmm. Uh-huh.
But listen to this. We have Tommy Jean Reynolds applying to be an intern for the Kid Craddock Morning Show.
She wants to go by Granny, please.
Granny?
Okay, Granny. But I love Tommy Jean. Nope, I just love that.
We're going to call her Granny.
Tell us about Tommy Jean.
Well, Tommy Jean's bio reads, "I know a lot about life that the new generation of idiots could be enlightened with."
Nice.
Very I don't cool. like to sit at home. I'm active, but have little knowledge of technology. I tell it like it is.
Huh.
I wear red lipstick, and I am just fun to be around.
Okay.
I cuss a little, but I know God, and I pray to him. She sounds like my soul sister, my kindred spirit. I use coupons, and I have a cell phone.
Oh, wow.
I have an old phone booth in my front yard out in the country that I brought with me when I moved from Slidell, Louisiana, to Bailey, Mississippi. Everyone knows that's my house. I used to make my grandkids ketchup sandwiches. I am one of a kind.
Okay. You sure are. Let's meet Granny on the phone right now. Hi, Granny.
Hey.
Hey, Miss Tommy Jean Reynolds. You know I love your name because my best friend's name is Tommy Jean.
Well, I didn't think you were going to use my name.
No, we got your name.
Call you Granny from now on.
Do you mind me asking how old you are, how young you are?
82.
Oh, 82.
82 and feisty.
We better put her on Monday early
right.
in the week.
Granny, when did your granddaughter Suzanne let you know that she threw you in the mix for becoming our intern?
Yesterday afternoon.
Oh, you just found
out. Were you happy to find out that she nominated you for an internship?
Not really.
Yeah. Because, I mean, you've got a lot going on. I see that you like to play bingo. You do.
Domino.
You like to go to the casino, so you're busy.
Sometimes.
Mm-hmm. You don't have time to get up early and mess with our radio nonsense?
Well, I get up early anyway.
Right.
What time do you get up?
Just whenever I want to.
Right. You're not on a clock. That's great.
Hey, Granny, how many kids and grandkids do you have?
I had two sons, four grandkids, and I have 8 great-grandkids.
Oh, wow. Whoa. Congratulations.
Expecting my first great-great-grandchild.
Yeah, who's your favorite?
They all are.
Oh.
Except for that one that nominated her to be an intern.
Yeah. Way to go, Suzanne.
She's out of the will.
What about this phone booth in your front yard? What was the reasoning behind that?
Well, that was interesting to me. We lived in New Orleans, and parking was a severe problem. So we had an opportunity to buy this place in Slidell, and we bought it, and we moved in. The hot water heater was behind it, in the phone booth.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Oh, so you just
makes sense.
Granny, have you ever taken a selfie?
No.
No.
But you know what one is. You're hip enough to know what that is.
Well, yeah.
Yeah.
No, sure.
Because it said in your bio that you didn't know a lot about technology, but do you have a cell phone? Yeah, you have a cell phone. Do you have a Facebook? Do you tweet?
No, I don't do computer. I don't do. I just have a cheap track phone.
How do you look things up? Like questions?
I don't understand what.
If you want to know something, you know, like if we have a question now, we just go online and go to Google.
Yeah, what do you?
And we ask Google, and they find the answer. So, do you still have to like go to the library? Do you just call one of your grandkids and ask them?
I just ask somebody I think would know if I need to know something.
Makes sense. What's your favorite program?
What?
On TV.
On TV.
TV program.
Yeah. I don't know. I watch the old stuff. I don't like none of this new stuff. It's all.
Who's your favorite Kardashian?
Excuse me?
Your favorite Kardashian.
I don't even know what that is.
That's good. Oh,
okay. Do you know who Kanye West is?
No.
All right.
You know what? Brown! I personally believe you would make an excellent candidate for intern, but if this is not something that you feel like you want to do,
we can remove
your name from the consideration.
Well, that'll be fine.
Yeah.
Okay.
I don't think she's feeling us.
You don't want to come work with us, Granny?
No, when they first mentioned it to me, they said something about making coffee and serving cake, and I told them, you need a maid, you don't need me.
That's right. But see, Granny, you got to pay your dues when you're coming up in the radio business.
And I bet you make good cake.
Yeah, well, if I make one, it's good. It's easier just to go buy one at the store.
Amen.
Right.
Well, Granny, even though you don't want to work for us, you're still one of our finalists, so congratulations.
I appreciate that.
We love talking to you, Granny. Have a wonderful Wednesday.
Uh-huh. Y'all do, too.
Bye, ma'am. Pleasure talking to you. There goes Granny, one of our finalists.
Somebody told me Granny didn't want her name out there.
She'll be at the bank in about 35 minutes.
Oh, they told me y'all weren't going to use my name.
The doctor after that.
This is the Kid Craddock Morning Show.
Beat.
Go out.
Bank.
Beat. Bank. You're never ready.
Beat. Bank. Season tickets.
What?
Broadway shows. Go to the beach. Get cornrows.
Beat. I'm pulling it out last
second.
Oh, man.
I didn't have it up. Anyway.
Cameron Brown, congratulations. You're car number 13.
Yes, thank you.
All right. Got to do it this time. What's up, Cameron?
So far away.
Not much. Just headed to work.
All right. Well, Cameron, we're going to need you to be a little bit louder when you all stop because we're going to put you inside the bank vault.
Mm-hmm.
When you hear that number that you think is going to be the highest number, you just yell that stop.
Yeah, you better yell because we can barely hear you.
Even that $1,000, you got to yell stop. Otherwise, if it closes, you get nothing. Okay, Cameron?
Sounds good.
Are you on a speakerphone?
I'm not.
It's just a bad connection. Okay, just make sure you yell really loud so we'll hear you, okay?
Okay, I will.
There you go. That's better.
There he is.
Better.
There's our boy Cameron.
Okay, Cameron.
That's what we've been waiting for. Okay, Cameron.
I'm feeling kind of good.
Good luck, Cameron. I'm feeling good for you.
Right. Alan and Kelly both feel good, Cameron.
Feeling
good. So there you have that.
Feeling good.
All right, let's go. Let's play
Beat the Bank.
$170. $250. $290. $350. $440. $510. $620.
$830. Stop.
Oh!
$830.
Oh, I thought he was going to be one of those. I'm going all the way.
Yeah, right?
I'm going all the way.
Cameron Brown, you just won $830 with Beat the Bank,
nice
sir.
Nice job.
Oh, my God. Thank you guys so much.
You're very welcome.
What are you thinking, Kelly? Door or more?
door or more. Do you think it'd go all the way to 1,000 today?
I think that Cameron bailed out at the last second. Let's see, just for fun, Cameron.
Okay.
Your gut's good to
die. Atta boy.
Good job, Cameron.
Hey, what are you going to spend the money on, Cameron?
Sir?
What are you going to spend the money on?
I'm going to pay off some bills.
Yeah.
Right. You know, that's fun, too.
Yeah. Uh-huh.
Make some new ones.
Marking that bill paid is fun.
Well, hang on for us, Cameron. We'll get you all set up with your $830. We'll play again tomorrow morning, 720 and 820 Central.
Cool.
JC just got third.
Why you got to bring that up?
How's that feel?
But yes, sir.
Maybe he's just a nice southern gentleman.
Excuse me, sir.
Called me sir just because we're the same age, but he just wants to call me sir. We still have your...
That was the hair squeak. We play that sound effect every time JC runs his fingers through hair. We missed about five today. That's
Dang
what you
it.
Know. I've been trying to... Okay. Shannon's doing other things in the other room.
Okay. Every time I touch my hair, I get a swoosh.
He does it too much.
No, I've seen. I've noticed it about seven times, but I didn't want to interrupt.
Okay.
No, swoosh anyway. Just swoosh away.
Just swoosh. Okay.
We got your Taylor Swift. Where in the world is Taylor Swift clue coming up again? And Inappropriate Stranger. We have a brand new episode of that next.
Ruh-roh.
We'll be back with more in a little bit. It's the Kid Craddock Morning Show, powered by you, Kid Nation.
And now it's time for Inappropriate Guy.
Stranger.
Yeah, Inappropriate Stranger. We've had Inappropriate Fence Builder.
Uh-huh.
We've had Inappropriate...
Pool Guy.
Guy.
Yeah.
Today, we have another rendition of Inappropriate Stranger.
How did this come about, Kelly?
Oh, I got an email... or a message on Facebook from a lady. She said, have you ever dealt with an inappropriate contractor?
Yeah.
Because I just finished building my kitchen. I was like, no. And she says, well, listen to this. And she screenshotted all this text messages from a man she'd hired to repair her fence. He was the inappropriate fence guy. And that's exactly how she had him listed in her cell phone, which made it funnier.
Great. He was relentless about romantically taking her out.
Yes, pretty lady.
And we invite you to send us your inappropriate interactions.
Yes, if you have
anytime.
Text messages, that's fine.
Unless they're from me.
Yes.
Screenshot those bad boys.
Oh, I would love Inappropriate Big Al. I would love it because then you could just play yourself.
You know what's out there.
Today's edition is Inappropriate Happy Hour.
Inappropriate happy hour.
Okay.
Today's actors will be Big Al Mack.
Yeah, thank you.
Congratulations on your role.
Thank you.
And Nick.
Hey, guys.
Voice guy Nick's going to be playing
yes.
part today.
Yes.
Huh? Let me guess which one's going to be inappropriate.
Is this a personal story, Nick?
This is a personal story for me. So I was on the receiving end of an inappropriate stranger.
Oh. That's weird.
Well, that's a weird thing to
weird.
Say.
Yeah, yeah. And so at first when... It was a text message conversation. When I started getting these, I thought it was a joke. So I didn't say anything for a while.
Yeah.
So far, no one's come forward. None of my personal friends or anyone appear. So then I thought, well, then it's got to be real. So then it made me really uncomfortable. So I still didn't say anything for a few days about it.
Yeah.
But now I thought, okay, we can
make a bit
we can
it.
Do this. Yeah, I'll give it up for the show.
So we can give it up for the show.
Is it just you got a text from a number you didn't recognize?
I got a text from a number. I was at work. It was 11-ish in the morning. I got a text. I was up here, and I didn't have the number saved in my phone. And I also did not have a text message history with this person. So I have no reference to who they are at all. And so playing the role of inappropriate guy is Big Al.
Of course.
Nick gives me the script, but he says, don't look at it until we start reading. So I'm like, oh, my God, how inappropriate is this?
Oh, you haven't let him practice.
You know
how
so good on the fly, Nick.
Shouldn't be too bad.
Come on, Nick.
All right.
Shouldn't be too bad.
All right.
All right, here we go. So, Big Al, you're first.
Okay. Hey, man, how's it hanging?
No response.
Hey, man.
I got the second text message at, like, 5:30 at night.
Yeah,
so a long time had passed. Who is this?
It's Matt.
Matt who?
I'll
wait for the sound effects.
So anxious to read. I was the young professional buy guy.
Who are you trying to reach?
Nick, right?
You're Nick.
Yep, just not ringing a bell at the moment. Forgive me, where did we meet?
Maybe at a happy hour. I really don't remember, honestly, man. I know it was just a while back somewhere, and you took me a while to work. You took me a while to work up the courage to text you. I just decided it wasn't worth waiting.
Okay, cool. I don't think I've been to any happy hours lately, at least not in a long time.
Yeah, it was a long time ago for sure.
Well, I'm married, so...
Yeah, man, I know, but I wasn't quite sure if you were curious about anything. I'm not trying to get in and break anything up. Don't get me wrong.
I'm not or have ever been curious about anything. Thanks, though.
Oh, sorry, man. Maybe it was the booze. Ha, could be wrong, definitely.
Must have been the booze making you think that. Sorry.
Most likely, man. Well, according to the bulge in your pants, I distinctly remember you seem to be a pretty lucky guy.
Okay, now it's gone too far. Please stop.
Sorry, man. I was just being honest. Didn't mean to be so forward.
That's what happened. Yeah.
Stop staring at Nick's bulge, Jenna.
Hey, whoa, hey.
Stop it.
I wasn't.
She's married.
Yeah.
Well,
oh, and you still have no idea.
No idea. I have no idea. I mean, if I go to a happy hour, I'm hanging out with my friends or my wife. I'm not giving my number out to people, so I have no idea how this guy came across my number.
I want to call this person.
Obviously somebody.
I don't know. Here. Maybe, but they haven't come forward yet.
They didn't come forward. Oh, that is, if it's somebody up here, that's one of the greatest jokes ever. But I think it's somebody who's taking a shot.
I'm going to start calling you Bulge.
No. Cool. Yeah, it's great. It's a good compliment.
Whitey Bulge.
Bulging.
Hey, if you have an inappropriate encounter, make sure you go to KidNation.com. Send it to us. Go to our Facebook page. We would love to rehash it here on the show.
Wow.
Great job, Nick.
It's the Kid Credit Morning Show.